Hi there, Steve here. Thursday morning, and it's Life Church Lichfield's daily podcast. Good morning to all you out there in podcast land, listening to what Graham and Vanessa and myself have got to just share of a daily inspiration. I'm going to go back to a book that I've quoted three or four times over the last months. It's called Psalms Now. You know that I love to read the Psalms. I love the honesty and yet the faith that's mixed with that, the confidence in God, and yet the question of the circumstances that people are in. And that seems very poignant, doesn't it, now, with all that we are talking about and have done for the last 15 months. Let me read Psalm 85 and just listen to this as a poignant psalm that may reflect some of your feeling today. And then I want to take the chance just to pray with us all. Psalm 85. Oh God, you indeed have been good to us. You have prospered our land. You have opened your heart to us in love. You have forgiven our sins and adopted us as your sons and daughters. But our country is in turmoil. We no longer have confidence in our leaders. Some segments of society feel disenfranchised and display their displeasure in open revolt. Our young people spill blood in turf wars and over drugs. People are turning away from you only to be ensnared by false doctrines and godless philosophies. We know that you have not turned away from us. You touch with joy and peace the hearts that belong to you. You stand ready to show your salvation to all who trust in you. As we speak to you in faith, you respond with loving concern. You will give us what is good and will prosper us with gifts from your hand. You are holy and just. You love your children and will guide them in your course for their lives. Renew our faith, O God. Forgive our many failures and infidelities. May our land continue to be a place where we are free to love and serve you. Come on, let's take a bit of time this morning and just pray together. And I just want you to invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to you right now, wherever you are listening to this. It doesn't matter where. Holy Spirit's not limited to a particular time, place or location. So I'm opening my heart and my mouth, and I invite you to open your heart as well. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the undeniable sense of your presence that can live with us and wants to live in us day by day. Forgive us when we forget, ignore, or walk away from what we know of your presence. We don't want to do that, Lord. We want to live right where you are. Come and fill us today. I pray, Lord, for people who need peace, that right now you would speak peace. For those that need clarity in the situations they face, that doors would open, that would be a clear sign of you moving. I pray for healing where our bodies are damaged and hurt, and we need something to happen to renew them back to our health and strength. Bring healing, we pray. We look to you, our great God. You've said that you will be all to us that we need. And we remind ourselves of that today and lean into your promise and into your word. And this Thursday morning, we just again throw the invitation there to say, Lord, come to us. Fill us. Satisfy our soul with good things, because we know that your loving kindness is better than life. We drink deeply of your presence now, Lord. And I just invite you all to, as I always do, make it a great day. Carpe diem.